Hello, everybody everywhere. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is Mike Evans, and this is a bunch of people here in Kenneth Copeland Bible College, which is an accredited college. And we are making plans now for an accredited university. So, but that's in the future. Amen. Now then, I want to say something here, but before we have the testimony. Jesus cursed that fig tree. And go back to the Garden of Eden. They sowed fig leaves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Their forbidden fruit was fig. Have you ever eaten a fresh fig? Oh. Whew, that's good. Good,
yeah.
Good. No wonder he wanted. Amen. But he used that then. Whosoever say to a mountain. But he cursed a fig tree. So the point is, with faith, there is no difference between a fig tree and a mountain.
Mm. But, you know, I thought when he said he cursed the fig tree, I'm Jewish, and I thought about the fact that my people embraced the religion. Religion became their God. Mm-hmm. Rather than God becoming, religion took that spot. Well, we have 613 commandments. And Jesus said, it's not that. It's not that. And so he was saying, don't you see? Don't you see who's here? Because the figs have always been a symbol of Israel since David's time. And so he would say, this is not it. Your formula.
Yeah. Jesus said, I saw you under your fig tree.
Yeah. Your fig tree. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw you under, and I saw you under your fig tree.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Nathaniel said, who is this anyway?
He said, a man will lean against a stone and a serpent will bite him. Well, what happened was when they made the walls, they didn't use the basic ingredient, concrete. So they just used sand and pushed those stones together. So serpents would sneak up between the stones and people would lean against them and the serpent would bite them. Here's the concrete.
Yeah.
Here's the concrete.
Yes, sir.
That wall won't stand without that concrete.
That's right.
Yeah. The serpents will bite you without that concrete.
I went to the Lord. I said, they put a serpent on that pole. Look at it and they'd be healed. And, yeah. I said, why? Well, Kenneth, he said, I was raised up on a pole with a beam on it.
Mm-hmm.
And today, that is still part of the oath of a medical doctor.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, it's still there.
Still there, yeah.
And a lot of them believe it.
Huh.
Some of them, I guess, don't know where it comes from. But it is. Everything in this book is alive. And there's not anything in it that does not mean something real. But one has to be careful is to try to make it say whatever you would like for it to say. And because you could open this one over here. And he just flipped it open. And Judas hung himself. Do thou likewise. No, that didn't work.
Bible roulette. It don't work.
No, it doesn't work.
You know, you said faith sees. Many years ago, I had an operation on my neck. And it was an 8.5 hour operation. They had staples and all this and that. And I came home and I said to the Lord, I don't like what I see. And he said to me, well, then see something else. And I'm like, what? I'm looking in the mirror at me, and he's saying, see something else. And I said, see something else? Yeah, see something else. I said, like what? He said, like, go to Saudi Arabia and preach the gospel. The Persian Gulf War was fixing to break out. And I said, Lord, I can't go there. Billy Graham never went there. He said, well, he didn't apply for a visa. Apply for a visa and go to Saudi Arabia. See something else.
Praise God.
So I applied. I flew to Saudi Arabia, to Dhahran. And I thought, well, I'm here. I'm seeing something else. But I didn't have anybody to meet me there, so I thought, well, the next day I'm going to go out the streets and just preach in the streets. I'll gather the people up. Only one problem. They'll cut your head off for that. Yeah. So I did that. I got a crowd, and I had my Bible, and I said, I'm fixing to preach the gospel to you, but before we do, we're going to have a song. Well, I can't sing. And I thought, why did you say that? You can't sing a lick. But what I didn't see was two MPs were coming up to arrest me because they knew what I was doing, and they knew I was going to end up getting my head cut off, they thought. So they're going to arrest me. One of them was a precious sergeant who was a baritonist, an African-American, and he saw me, hear me say, sing. I'm going to sing. He started singing. Behind my back, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he cares for me. And I was crying and preaching. I went back to the hotel. I said, Lord, I saw something else. Lord said, next day, go to the Dhahran International Hotel, and the first man you see, stick out your hand and say, my, I go with you. I said, Lord, I don't want to do that. What if he says yes? So first man come through the door, I squeezed his hand. I said, may I go with you? He was wearing a gown. He was a Saudi prince. He said, who are you? I said, Mike Evans. You want to go with me? Yes. Where are you from? Texas, Fort Worth. You want to go with me? I want to go with you. You want to go with me? I want to go with you. Okay, you come here tomorrow morning, 6:15, you go with me. At 6 o'clock, I'm in the Dhahran International Hotel in the dark. 12 Jeeps drive up. In the fourth Jeep is Commander Mohammed Khalid, commander of the multinational forces, Royal Air Force, governor of Dhahran, nephew to the king, prince, going to give the invasion plans to the Egyptian Third Army and the Syrian High Command. He thought I knew where he was going, so he took me with him. We get on the helicopter. I'm talking to him about Jesus. He said, you know what you're trying to do? You're trying to convert me. We cut heads off on Thursdays for that. I said, my schedule's full on Thursday. He said, I like you. You're funny. He said, you will inspect the troops with me. So I'm standing next to him, Syrian High Command, Egyptian Third Army, enemies of Israel, and he and I are inspecting them. And I don't speak Arabic, so I'm praying in tongues. Brundele bokutika. I get by this one guy, and all of a sudden out of my mouth comes the word, Phil. He snaps at attention, said, yes, sir. He was in a covert operation called Bright Star. He was an American in the Egyptian Third Army in a covert operation, and his name was Phil. He thought I was from the Defense Department, and I knew his name. I didn't know who Phil was. We get in the tent, And he's given the invasion plans. And he says to me at the end, it's a custom for me to introduce you. I said, well, I'd like you to introduce Jesus. I don't want to talk about me. I want to talk about Jesus. He said, if you embarrass me in this tent, I'll cut your head off with my own sword. He interpreted for me as I shared the gospel of Jesus Christ with the Egyptian Third Army High Command and Syrian High Command. We get out of the tent. He looks at me and he says, what do you want to do now? We're in the middle of the desert. And the Spirit of God said, go preach the gospel of the 82nd Airborne. I said, 82nd Airborne on the Kuwait border. He said, I can't take you there, but the French Foreign Legion can. He calls two French Foreign Legion helicopters, no doors on them. They put me on there. When I land, the commander looks at me in tears. He said, Mike, how did you get here? I said, Muhammad Khalid sent me here to preach the gospel. Well, what happened? He said, see something else. I was going through the fire, and God said, see something else. Amen. All of a sudden, God does something that is astonishing. Now, I left Saudi Arabia. I said, Gord, can I go home? He said, no, go preach the gospel in Iraq. I fly to Istanbul. I go through the Kurds. I'm preaching the gospel in Iraq on Jonah and Nineveh to the Kurds. One man, only one man, comes to Jesus. And my interpreter said, you got to accept the Lord. I said, yeah, but I thought it'd be more than one. He said, you don't know who you just accepted Jesus, do you? I said, no, I don't know who he is. He said, what did you preach on? I said, Jonah and Nineveh. And what happened in the story? I said, the king of Nineveh got converted. He said, this is the sheik of Nineveh. He's just accepted Jesus Christ.
Oh, praise.
He said, I got invited to a state invitation by the president of Kurdistan because the sheik of Nineveh came to Christ in my meeting. I'm sitting whining because of a surgery that I didn't like what I saw. And God said, well, why don't you just see something else? Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, and for your information, Mike was in the United States Army. So he didn't salute some sloppy salute. He knew exactly how to salute those people.
Yes, sir.
And I was in the Army, and I can tell who was and who isn't by the way they salute. Is it proper or is it make-believe? If you're a real soldier, you know how to salute. And anybody that is a soldier will return that salute.
Yes.
He is obligated to return it. Really, whether he wants to or not.
Did you get what happened? Here's a prince.
Yes.
Who saw me as a prince.
Yes.
Here's a general who saw me as a general because I was submitted to the general.
Yes, sir.
To the prince.
Yes, sir.
And so he says, see something else. And now the authority that I spoke, you said speak it.
Yes.
The authority I spoke had power over the one I spoke it to.
That's right.
It had to come to pass.
And don't forget the angels.
Mm.
When God assigns an assignment like that, then the angels are made known the will of God by the church. Amen. That's where they get it. And so do the principalities of hell. They get it at the same place at the same time. And those angels, since God told this soldier in the army of the Lord,
yeah,
once they said that, I mean, they grouped up. They grouped up.
Wow.
And they were around him, Michael, the army of the nations, the Lord, Michael, of the armed forces of heaven was there all the time. Anytime you have anything to do with any government anywhere, and God tells you to go, I'm telling you, big man is there.
Mm. Why do women put on perfume? Ladies, why do you put on perfume? You want to smell good, but you want someone else to know you smell good.
Yes.
Well, faith is heaven's perfume.
Yes, it is. It really
is. It's heaven's perfume.
Amen.
And guess who smells it when you put it on?
It's a sweet smell and favor to God the Father.
Yeah.
It's
his. Yeah. And guess what? Who else smells it? Other people of faith.
Yes, they do.
You know, you and I are brothers.
Mm-hmm.
But the perfume that really draws us in is our faith.
Yeah.
You know me. You know my faith. You've walked with me in my faith. I've walked with you in your faith. So we are igniting together with those engines of faith. It's just not friends. It's the faith is
oh, yeah.
You can sense it. You can feel
all
it. You
time,
know
yeah.
it in your spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell it in a city.
Yeah.
Particularly when you get out of this country. The first time that Gloria and I, in Kyiv, it wasn't as strong, but of course we had there was a small American hotel there. The first time the Lord called us to preach there, and a small hotel, all American. And they brought our luggage all in, and I turned around and looked. And I looked right across the street, here's a bar. And this one guy's got a drink in his hand, the other's got a cigarette. I saw myself preaching in Russian. It's changed it. Now, when we went to Russia the first time, it was very oppressive. But as we were driving out, and Rick Renner's church is in Moscow.
Yeah.
And so Rick applied for a faith channel out of Moscow. They agreed to it. And we're on it in Russian.
Wow, yeah.
Because they said, one of them said, Rick, we want small churches all over Russia. And online? Yeah. He said, well, we want that. And Rick had gained some weight. And one of them walked in there, perfect English. He said, Brother Rick, think you maybe do something about this? He said, well, my wife didn't want me. He said, we need you right here in Russia. We need you. We need you here in Russia.
Mm.
Now, then we went on over to preach on a Russian air base. And there, the oppression was, there was more of it there. Huge platform. And so many people wanted in there. They were taking rocks and knocking the windows out so they could hear what we were saying. And our Russian interpreter, they wanted to hear it. Little by little, the oppression is gone.
Mm.
It's gone.
Yeah.
So, Rick Renner is a true apostle. God sent him to live the rest of his life in Russia. He has a dual citizenship.
You know, I was the first evangelical to preach the gospel in the Kremlin Palace. And I saw it in my spirit. And I went to them 18 times. They said no. I went back and said, no, no. The 18th time they said yes. I invited the underground church. They said, we can't go there. I said, yes, you can. You're coming. It was Easter. And I hired the Moscow Symphony and Ballet to have an Easter musical. And I got on the platform, filled the Kremlin Palace, and I got Ostanka One. That's their network, yeah. 11 time zones, prime time.
Oh.
Prime time. We filled a warehouse with the conversion cards. And I said, Stalin is dead. Lenin is dead. But Jesus is alive. They shut the lights off. They shut my microphone off. And a general started grabbing me to pull me off the platform. I shouted out. I said, you're disrespecting your president, Yeltsin. I was getting ready to pray for him. They turned the lights back on. The general told me later, I'd have killed you and buried you under the Kremlin Palace for what you said. But how in the world do you preach the gospel in the Kremlin Palace and have the Moscow Ostanka One prime time? By the way, the program is called The Choice. Choose Jesus, I said. Yeah. Choose Jesus. So I saw it in the spirit realm. I believed I received it, and they couldn't keep me from having it. They couldn't keep me from having
Praise
it.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And it's for you too.
Amen.
Oh, by the way, some of you that are listening right now to this broadcast, the Spirit of God is touching you right now.
Yes.
And He's telling you just that. He's telling you just that. Your faith is igniting. He's telling you just that. You are going to receive it. You're believing it. Someone's trying to talk you out of it. You got to stop listening to that someone and start listening to this someone. Hallelujah.
And right now, Jesus said, why should a man have everything and lose his own soul? I know you believe in God, but has there been a time where you actually, He did everything. He died on the cross. He went to hell, raised from the dead, but He can't pray your prayer.
Yeah.
The only thing left is to accept Him.
Right.
He's already accepted you and has Amen. Given you an invitation. All that come unto me, I will in no wise turn away. So do this. Father, I repent of my sins.
I repent of my sins.
I believe You raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe You raised Jesus from the dead.
I take Him as my Lord and Savior.
Take Him as my Lord and Savior.
I am now born again. So fill me with Your Holy Spirit. Just like on the day of Pentecost. And I fully expect to speak with other tongues so that I can pray in the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Amen. I am now born again. I am now born again. Now you get online and you write and you call. I don't care where you are. And we're going to do that. We're going to read your testimony.
Amen.
I don't care where in the world you are. Amen. Amen. We'll be back in just a moment.
Awaken your calling at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Come to a deeper revelation of who you are in Christ while being equipped with practical tools for excellence in ministry. Develop your faith alongside a strong, Spirit-filled community that will last a lifetime.
The biggest thing is just being able to really experience God and Him being able to use the education here to help grow you and grow you a lot.
Take the next step. Go to kcbiblecollege.org and apply today.
God is in control. This isn't just some phrase that we throw around carelessly. It's the truth that will make you free. Life can feel hectic and overwhelming sometimes. Fear and worry can easily creep in. But how many times have we heard the phrase, fear not? God is not distant. He is right here with us, waiting for us to take that step and trust him. And this series by Kenneth Copeland will show you how. In this four-part series, Kenneth Copeland teaches how people of faith should react to the things of the world. It explains what it means to truly walk in confidence, knowing that God has your back. This is a life-changing message that helps you to walk in the kind of peace that surpasses all understanding. Get this audio series now. You can call the number on your screen or visit our website for your copy today. This is something you can conquer. This is something that you can overcome. Take your first steps towards a fear-free life today. Request God is in Control free on our website, kcm.org/TV special. This teaching by Kenneth Copeland is available as an MP3 disc or as a digital download. God wants you to be in peace even in the midst of trouble. Learn to put your trust in His love for you and live free from fear, knowing that God has a situation in His control. This free offer is good for 30 days.
This is the one thing that I look forward to every year is coming here to be immersed in the Word.
You can never trade this for anything else. You know, I just wish this would be the life that we live every single day. You just wake up, come to be in the presence of the Lord.
You can get the principles of the Word on TV and it's exciting, but when you're gathered together with thousands of people and experience it in the presence of God, it's totally different with being in person.
Now, if you prayed that prayer with us, we want to send this to you. He Did It All for You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And read through the New Testament, Psalms, and Proverbs in a year. And how to study the Bible. And so you don't just have to try to do all these things on your own. Here's the help to do it. So just let us know, and we'll send it to you free and postpaid. Glory to God. Thank you for being with us today. I'll tell you, it is so good every day when someone accepts Jesus as Lord. And we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland, Mike Evans, and the KCBC class saying, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Yes!
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It is called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.